Thank you for downloading this teaching from Freedom Apostolic Resources. It's part of a library that includes audio, video clips, and written resources available at freedomtrust.org.uk/AR. Now here's Mike Parsons.
Right, I want to carry on sharing today about the power of words and how we need to agree with those words that God speaks. In Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets, and his prophets speak it out. And the whole of our Bible, virtually all of it, is really is God using people to speak out his word, to tell forth his word. Two-thirds of it is prophetic, in that it is actually saying what was to come. Third of it is history, but actually a lot of the history for us now obviously was prophetic for the people when they received it. God spoke and it's already come to pass. So it's important that we hear the voice of God, and when we hear the voice of God, we come into agreement and alignment with it. That's what resonance is. Remember I showed you a demonstration of what would happen if we put a guitar next to a speaker and someone spoke into the through the speaker, the guitar would start to resonate on its own with the voice and the frequency of what was being said. And when God speaks, he wants us to come into alignment with him, agree with him. When we worship and when we praise God, if we're just singing words from our head, that's great. But actually, Jesus said the Father wants those who worship him in spirit and in truth. He wants our hearts to be engaged so that we're agreeing with and resonating with what we sing. So when we sing it, it's not just someone else's words that we're singing. It's our words from our spirit. And when we sing in tongues, it's actually our spirit singing. And it's really important that we get hold of the truth. And when we read the Bible and we read God's word and we speak God's word, we need the Holy Spirit to actually breathe life on that word. So it's not just a word that's written in a book, but we actually start to agree with the word. It becomes a now word for us. And I know people have had that. You read a word, and you read it, and it doesn't seem to say anything to you. Then all of a sudden you read the same word, and the Holy Spirit just births something, brings it to life. That's when our spirit comes into agreement with that word. Then we've got a choice. Are we going to act on what the word we've received, or is it just going to be a word that we've heard? Because we need to come into agreement. Today, John 3:11, this is Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and testify of what we have seen. That's Jesus talking about him and the Father and the Holy Spirit. And you do not accept our testimony. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? God wants us to receive heavenly things, the revelation of heaven on earth in our lives today. So, yes, he has spoken to us in parables, and we can read the Bible and it talks about sowing and talks about farming, it talks about fishing, all sorts of different stories. God is speaking today in the language of today so that we can understand it. So he is revealing more. John 16:12 says, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. So when Jesus came, he had so much to bring, but they weren't in a position to hear it and understand it. God is speaking to us freshly today. He's speaking freshly through his word, the Bible, in that the word, the Bible, is being interpreted in a fresh new way, because that's what the Holy Spirit does. It brings fresh revelation to us of what God is saying to us for our day today and for our lives today. John 16:13, when Jesus said that the Holy Spirit was coming, he said that the Spirit of truth comes. He will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak of his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. That's resonance. The Holy Spirit hearing the voice of God and resonating it and speaking it out and agreeing with it and causing us to agree with it. So when we hear the truth, we can say yes. And when we start to say yes to God, God starts to move through our lives in a powerful way. God spoke the whole cosmos into being with a word of his power. He spoke it and created it with light and with his voice. He also spoke what we can't see into existence at a subatomic level. His grace, his word is still in everything. Ephesians 4:6 says God is over all things, he's through all things, and he's in all things. So everything that's created, God is in. And we can connect to that spirit and presence of God, and the potential for in everything for God to work is there. He's in us. And therefore his potential is in us to do everything that's our destiny and he's called us to do. But we need to start to come into agreement. So each of us vibrates, if you like, inside our very fabric of our being with what God has spoken in our spirit before the creation of the world. We have a song. That frequency, that resonance is different for every single person. And this is scientific fact. You, how you're created, is unique and different from every single one. And every single one of you is special to God because you've been created with an absolute unique purpose. But we have to come into agreement with that. It's like the lesser song, our lives, needs to vibrate and agree with the greater song, the song of heaven. So what God has put in us needs to join together with what he's put in everybody else right throughout the whole universe to actually bring harmony. Harmony is agreement. It's concord. Faith comes when we come in agreement. It's like that higher and that lower note coming together to form something of the will of God and the purpose of God throughout the whole universe. It's our spirit, soul, and body coming into harmony. It's no good our spirit knowing what the destiny of God is, and yet our soul, our mind, our emotions, our will, hasn't got a clue. It actually needs to come into agreement. Our body needs to come into agreement. So we are a whole person who comes into agreement with who we are and who we were created to be by God, that we start to come together in that harmony. So our flesh is not out of balance with our spirit. Our spirit and the Holy Spirit lead and guide and direct us, so that our body comes into that alignment, whether it's to come into wholeness, whether it's to do and deliver in terms of the things that God's called us to do, the miracles and signs and wonders. We need to be in that flow. Our thoughts and our feelings have a resonance, a frequency, a vibration. And we have a choice of what we resonate to. We can resonate with what's in our own heart. We can resonate with what's in the world. We can resonate with what's in the demonic realm. We've got a choice. 1 Corinthians 2:12 is some examples of resonance in the Bible. It's talking about the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. So we need to start speaking the spiritual words that the thoughts of God have placed in us. We need to start agreeing. That's what it's saying here. God has given us everything, but we need to agree. Our words need to line up with God's word. Our spirit needs to line up with God's spirit. Our thoughts need to line up with God's thoughts. And when that happens, there is power released. The power of God is released in our lives. Matthew 7:24, therefore everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on a rock. So we can all hear the word of God, but when we act on what we've heard, that's resonance, that's agreement, that's power released. It's described as being a wise man who built his house on the rock. And it goes on to say, when the storms of life come, that house will not fall. Because it's based on agreement with God about who we are, about what he's called us to be. We agree with God, not our past, not what other people have said about us, not how the world's treated us, not how our parents may have treated us, not how anyone else has treated us, but what God says about us. That is what matters. And when we agree with what God says about us, it can undo anything anyone else has said. It can restore and make us whole against what anything has happened in our lives, but we must start agreeing and acting on what God has said. This is perfect resonance. John 5:19, Jesus saying, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself and let it is something he sees the Father doing. Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing. He only did and came into agreement. He didn't do anything of his own initiative. He was in such union and harmony with God. God showed him what he was doing. And that can be physical sight, but it can also be a connection to the spiritual realm of heaven, where the things are revealed of what's going on underneath and behind things. So Jesus was able to see in two realms. He was able to see in the natural realm. He was able to see in the spiritual realm. Therefore, he could tell what was going on in people's hearts. He could have truth for people, which he had never met before, because he was connected to the God who knows everything about everybody and is in everybody. Romans 10:9. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. So the word of God needs to be in our mouths. We need to speak, but it needs to be in our heart. We need to get it into our spirit. We need to be into who we are. It needs to be foundational to our lives. The word of faith, which we're preaching, the truth. Matthew 12:34. The mouth speaks of that which fills the heart. Okay, think of all the things you've said this week. You know, how many people have been cut up by someone driving this week? Anybody? Yeah. What came out of your heart? Anything? Bless it. We really need to know what's in our hearts. And I tell you, when you know what's in your heart, is when you're put in a pressure situation, you see what comes out of your heart and what comes out of your mouth. And God wants what's in our hearts to line up with him. Because yes, we can bless our enemies. But we can't bless our enemies if the truth of God's word isn't in our heart. Because we will curse our enemies. And we often do. So take a checkup about what you're saying. How many negative things have you said this week about yourself? If you're saying negative things about yourself, it's because negative things are in your heart. You're believing negative things about yourself. It's like we need to really get hold of this truth, because it will change how we live. Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. It's like when we agree with what God says, and when we start speaking and acting with what God says, faith starts to rise up. And faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of the promises that God has given us. They need to start working together. Matthew 18:18, I truly say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. This is resonance. This is agreement with heaven and earth. Now, I've not done any teaching on that much, but I will teach it in the future, the keys of the kingdom. But essentially, we need to agree with what is in heaven and bring what is in heaven onto earth. That means we need to actually line up with heaven. In our own selves, we need to be free from those things which don't line up to heaven. But we need to see that resonance take place from heaven and earth. Verse 19, I say to you that if two agree on earth about anything they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. That is resonance. When we come together here in agreement with what God says in heaven, it will be done. Now, it doesn't mean you can come and agree about anything. It needs to be an agreement with what is already going on in heaven. So when we agree with heaven and we come together ourselves in unity, God commands a blessing. He releases a blessing. And that blessing overflows and causes his will to be outworked on earth. Deuteronomy 32:30, one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. In the kingdom of God, there's multiplication. When two come together, it's not 1 + 1. Equals 2. It's 1 times 1, and that actually in God's kingdom equals 10. So when 3 come together, how much is there? 100. 4? 1,000. 5? 10,000. 6? 100,000. 7 people come together is a millionfold multiplication of what one can do on their own. That's the power of agreement. When we come together as God's people, in unity and harmony, God's blessing is poured out. We need to know this stuff. Because when we come together here and we raise a shout, when we come together here and we come together in authority and power, we can change the atmosphere. We can change the atmosphere of what's going on here. And actually, we can see that atmosphere go out like a, you know, Chris had a picture a while ago of like an epicenter of an earthquake, that ripples would go out and out and out, affecting more and more and more people when we come together to see God's kingdom come. So it's important that we come in agreement with God, come in agreement with one another, and actually see the enemy destroyed and see God's kingdom established. I said this last time, matter has memory. Everything around us records things. So our actions and our words are recorded. We really need to be careful what they are. We know CDs and memory can do that. Light and sound is recorded as vibrations. And therefore, in certain places, things done in that place and said in that place can be evil and dark, and it draws dark things to it, or it can be good and draws good things to it. Therefore, if matter has memory, what you say can change that memory. You can change what's recorded in your own life, in your own situations, by what you say, what you declare, by breaking and removing the curses of things that have been spoken in the power of agreement with Jesus. Because there is no cursing in heaven. There's blessing, and God wants to release that blessing. The power of words, thoughts, and emotions. The power of our thinking and our attitude. Proverbs 23:7, as a person thinks within themselves, so they are. How you think about yourself literally can change who you are. And as you think about it, as God says, you can be transformed into the image of Jesus. If you start thinking about it as the world says, you can be like the world, shaped into its mold. The power of our speaking. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. It's really important how we speak. The power of our feelings. A tranquil heart is life to the body. Anger is rottenness to the bones. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Even our feelings creates something that changes us and affects how we are. Atmospheres. Genesis 1:2 says the Spirit of God was moving or vibrating or resonating, waiting for God to speak. And when God spoke and said, let there be, the Spirit of God took that word and created. He was moving over the surface of the water, so he was waiting. Our lives are like the surface of the water. They're an atmosphere that is created by what we say, what we think, what we feel, and our attitudes, which enables either the Holy Spirit to land on that platform and start to bring creativity into our lives, or the enemy to land on that platform and bring destruction into our lives. What we say, what we feel, and what we act as in that way allows that to happen. So our words, thoughts, feelings become platforms or atmospheres for the Spirit to sit on or the enemy to sit on. James 3:15 talks about where that wisdom comes from. There's the wisdom which comes from above. That comes from God's kingdom, from God's word, what God says. There's also wisdom which comes earthly. It comes from our natural earthly self, our soul, our flesh. There's wisdom that comes from the world around us. Worldly wisdom. Our culture. But there's also wisdom that comes from the demonic realm. Now, we have a choice. Whose frequency will you resonate with? Who are you listening to? Who are you coming into agreement with? Because it really, really matters. Because it will change things. We need to set up an atmosphere around our lives of agreement and resonance with God, which draws the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. It draws life and power to us. What light are you going to shine? What odor are you going to give off? Because an atmosphere is not just a frequency or vibration or a light. It's actually a smell. And, you know, we can exhibit the fragrance of God by being a living sacrifice. Or actually, we can give off a stink. Now, when you walk into a room and there's a bad atmosphere in there, you can tell it. You can feel it. When someone is carrying a bad attitude, it stinks. And you can tell it. The enemy's drawn to bad attitudes. He's drawn to negativity. He's drawn, and when he comes in agreement with you, He enables those things to be even worse in our lives. What are you attracting to your life? Are you attracting the presence of God and the life of God? Or are you attracting the destruction of the enemy? It's our choice. 1 Peter 5:8. Be on alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking to devour somebody. The enemy's looking for atmospheres that you give off. People can see them in the realm of the spirit. There are colors and fragrances and stuff. People can see them. You know, you can discern and pick up spiritual senses and train yourself to see these atmospheres. And the enemy can see them. Matthew 12:36. I tell you, every careless word that people speak shall give an accounting for in the day of judgment. It is really important what you say. This is Jesus speaking, saying, your words are really important. This is the message. It says, the same verse in the message says, every one of these careless words is going to come back to haunt you. There will be a time of reckoning. Words are powerful. Take them seriously. Words can be your salvation. Words can also be your damnation. That's quite powerful. But words are so powerful. Your feelings and emotions agreeing with those words are really powerful. Ephesians 4:26. Be angry. There's a righteous anger that you can have. When you've been treated badly, it's not wrong to be angry about it, but do not sin. In other words, don't try to get your own back. Forgive and release. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Don't hold it for another day, because if you do, you will sleep with the enemy. Your whole sleep will be resonating with the enemy's lies. And he will have an opportunity to access your life. That's what it says. Do not give the devil an opportunity. Literally, in another version, it says a landing place. So he can land on your resonance, your vibration, your atmosphere of unforgiveness or anger or hurt. Be angry, but don't sin. Turn your anger into forgiveness. Be motivated by being free from these things that hold us and held us back. Now, I want to just briefly talk about programmable DNA, because it's not actually just our mind and our emotions. Literally, this happens in our DNA. What is DNA? The human blueprint, if you like. It's made up of nucleic acids, a system of complex molecules filled with information that creates our physical existence, our appearance. Science tells us that humans only use about 3% of their DNA. All the rest of it is considered junk or alien. Now, a whole bunch of scientists 20 or so years ago decided they wanted to map the human DNA, the genome. So they all came together from the international community and they started to work together to map out human DNA. Same time, a whole group of Russians and others came together to map out the 97%, which wasn't our genome, because they actually thought, well, it's 97%, there must be some use for it. Now, they discovered that DNA was not only responsible for the construction of our body, but serves as data storage and communication. Some Russian scientists there, they found that in that genetic code, especially in that 97%, it follows the same rules as our human language. Literally, it was written there. To this end, they compared the rules of syntax, the way in which words are put together to form sentences and phrases, semantics, the study of meaning in language forms, and the basic rules of grammar, and they actually saw that what was there was like written code, like language. So they then looked to do this. Just what your DNA is, it's 2.5 nanometers, which is a billionth of a meter a nanometer. A hair is 50,000 nanometers, so it's pretty small. And yet, in one cell, if you stretched out the DNA, it's 6 to 10 feet long. And if you took all the letters that are coded within that DNA, they would stretch from the pole to the equator. That's just in one cell. So it's pretty complex, but it's language that's written there. There are letters, words, sentences. The DNA would be a book of instructions. Now, what they found was, if there is language, what happens if you try and speak to that DNA? Okay, so they took strands of DNA, they fired laser beams at it, which were carrier signals for words and for sounds. And they found that words and sounds actually started to recode the sequences of DNA, changed the physical things that went on, particularly in that 97%. by applying sound vibration and language through light, words could program that language. So living DNA reacts to words spoken, literally. So depression, grief, sadness, anger, negativity, unforgiveness actually programs our DNA. It writes in that sequence and affects our physical body. We know, medical people will tell you, that people's way that they think, where they feel when they're feeling depressed or negative, can literally, people who worry can literally form in their bodies ulcers. So how you feel can affect your physical body. So it's really important. Praise, joy, peace, forgiveness can program our DNA to produce healing, health, and wholeness. How we feel, how we think, how we act according to the Word of God in resonance can change our physical body. Therefore, when we pray anointed prayers, when we speak commands of healing, when we lay hands and release frequencies into people's bodies, it literally they can repair and reprogram their DNA. That's how healing can take place. That can happen as a miracle and instantly take place. It can be reprogrammed as people take those words and resonate. So I said last week, you put two speakers together and you actually play the same sound through them, it produces noise, produces a sound. If you reverse the polarity of one of those speakers so it is pulling when the other is pushing, it cancels the sound altogether. You can hear nothing. So when we come together for prayer, we need to come in faith, not in doubt or unbelief, because doubt and unbelief can cancel the effect of what someone's prayer and someone's power. Jesus could only do a few things in his own time because of their unbelief, it said. Their unbelief cancelled even what Jesus could do. So when we come to receive prayer and ministry, we need to come in faith, being open to receive, and being in agreement with God, being our healer, being the one who wants to bring wholeness and healing. But our words need to be bringing health. We need to be praising. We need to be forgiving. We need to be operating in peace, so that our body is operating in that position of wholeness, in agreement with God. So our thoughts, words, feelings affect our physical reality. Now, there was a guy in Japan called Dr. Emoto, and he was studying water and the effects of pollution on water. Okay, and in studying the effects of pollution on water, he looked at how water froze when it was frozen, when it was polluted or not polluted, and he noticed something really interesting. He noticed that pure water froze with water crystals, and crystals had all sorts of different forms, but water that was polluted didn't. It formed in a sort of a mass, horrible looking mass. Now he discovered by accident that when he was looking at what the effect of water, and he was freezing it, it seemed to be that his very moods and his attitude at the time seemed to have an effect on the water. So he studied this and he discovered that it literally does. The words spoken over the water or written on a jar that the water contains in actually affects how the water freezes. And here's a picture. The water on the left is a photo of a dark field microscope picture of water crystals from a jar with the words, "You make me sick," on a piece of masking tape stuck to the jar. Now this sounds pretty bizarre, but this is actually truth. This is real pictures. That there is just from some water which has words on it that says "you make me sick." That there is from words that had classical music played to it. That is water, just with classical music played to it. See how different it is? That is heavy rock music. Now, actually, heavy rock music and sometimes high praise, we need high praise to break things open. High praise destroys things of the enemy, opens up avenues and access points. That there was a river which was polluted. That's Bach's music, classical music played. It's beautiful. That was where words of love and gratitude were spoken over the water. Quite amazing. Some more. This here, this guy thought, well, we need to see this if this works in practice. So what he did, he took 350 people out to a dam, the Fujiwara Dam, and it was pretty grotty, and smelling, and it was covered with algae, and it was pretty polluted. And they all basically released prayers of cleansing and thoughts and words that were for the blessing of the water. That was what it was before. They took a sample before they went and did that. That's what the water froze like. That's what it froze afterwards. It literally affected how the water froze. So words and feelings and emotions literally affect. How much water is the human body? Anyone know? 60%. And in the brain, 85%. So even the words that are spoken and the things we listen to and the feelings we have affect our physical body. That one, I love you. That, you make me sick. Look, that, thank you. It has power. So our written and spoken words are important. Positive and negative thoughts are important. Positive and negative sounds are important. Our words can actually cancel negative things when we come into agreement with God. 60% of water, our brains 85. And the very key to demolishing strongholds and living in prosperity in our lives, godly thinking. We need to think and meditate on the truth and change our belief system to agree with God, to resonate with what God says about us. It can literally change us as a person thinks so they are. Let's start thinking about how God sees us. Loved, accepted, blessed, empowered. Godly speaking, confessing the truth of what God says, consciously speaking to our bodies and actually commanding them to produce life and health. Speak to the cells of our body and tell them to start vibrating with the life and health of God. We have the authority to do it because we need to be transformed into the image of Christ. Spiritually, physically, Jesus was transfigured. The glory of God shone out of him. God wants us to be transfigured so that God's glory comes from the inside and comes out into the world around us, bringing God's kingdom and God's power. Joyful praise. Our praise, we know, causes the presence of God to come. Praise is inhabited by God. And there are certain frequencies of sound that actually promotes healing. Our praise and worship, when we do it out loud, can bring healing to us. Live in the Spirit. Pray in tongues daily. Meditate on the truth. Show love to others. Give away what you've received, in other words. Obey the Spirit. All these things bring us into harmony and resonance with God and allows the presence and the power of God to flow through our lives, moving us, transforming us, bringing us into health and wholeness and blessing. It's not, these are keys that we need to use. If you don't use the key, you're not going to open any doors. God wants us to use these keys and open our life to be how God intended us to be. God is restoring us back to the original purpose where he made Adam and Eve. Restoring back their original powers, their original purposes, so that we can bring that dominion on the earth. It's a process of transformation. There's a piece of coal. What happens if you put that piece of coal under heat and pressure? What do you get?
Diamond.
A diamond. That's right. So James 1:2 says, consider it all joy when you encounter various trials, times of heat and pressure in your life. Those heats and pressure literally can form diamonds from the negative things that have happened to us. God can bring good and out of any situation. That's a piece of gold ore. How are you going to get gold out of gold ore? Heat and pressure. The things that are in our lives, Matthew 13, stony soil, stones, memories, hurts, pains, unforgiveness, curses, stuff, stronghold. Literally, when we submit those things to God, when we allow those things that happen to us and do things God's way, literally gold can come out of it. He will turn those things around and enable us to bring something good out of the negative things that have happened to us, if we allow him. There's another picture. I thought it was a really nice little picture I found. Talks about in the heart having weeds, having thorns. Talks about worries and anxieties and fears and cares and burdens and keeping them to yourself. Stops the word of God producing life. Again, sometimes there are things in our lives that cause worry and anxiety. What do? When we cast our burdens onto the Lord, when we seek first the kingdom of heaven, everything we need will be added to us. So, stick them in the compost heap. What happens to weeds when you stick them under heat and pressure in the compost heap? What do they get turned into? Compost, which enables things to grow. So by submitting our worries and anxieties to God, by having overcoming trust, we seek first the kingdom of heaven, and everything will be added. We don't need to try and find our own provision. We don't need to try and find our own protection. We need to trust God to provide for us, to love us, to care for us. And then we've got good soil that's going to produce new growth. Like those little pictures? The next time you get an encounter, for those of you who get encounters, next time you encounter various trouble and trials, think what can happen to those situations if you do it God's way. That situation can produce diamonds in your life. It can produce gold in your life. It can produce compost to create soil that can produce growth in your life. But we've got to be willing to surrender and do it God's way. Not fighting back, not doing it our own way in the flesh, but doing it God's way. Surrendering to Him and allowing it to happen. Here's a little poem. I was regretting the past and fearing the future. Suddenly my Lord was speaking. My name is I Am, He paused. I waited, He continued. When you live in the past with its mistakes and regrets, it's hard. I'm not there. My name was not I Was. When you live in the future with its problems and fears, it's hard. I'm not there. My name is not I Will Be. When you live in this moment, it's not hard. I'm here. My name is I Am. Any situation in your life, just see God is with you. And if you start doing the things He says, doing it His way, He will bring something positive out of every situation if you allow Him. So don't keep looking back or looking to the future. Live in the promise of today. There's 10 little two-letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. That was, I heard that on a tape this week. And it is true. If you agree with God and you choose to do things God's way, the things that God's promised can be. But it's definitely up to us whether we agree and to resonate with God or not. Now, I want to just leave this there. But one thing I want to do in a minute. For those of you who are interested in supernatural discipleship, I mentioned this a while ago, I'm going to meet on Wednesday the 30th of March, and I'm going to give those who are really interested, if you just want to come along to find out if you might be interested, that's okay. I'm going to give you a whole load of material to look at, to read, and to listen to. But for anyone's interest, you need to have done the supernatural course, or see me if you feel that you missed it for some reason. Desire a supernatural lifestyle. Be willing to spend time with God, a minimum of an hour a day. If you can't find an hour a day, then it's going to be difficult to grow in God. We're going to meet once a fortnight. There's going to be homework. In other words, we're going to have to practice training our senses to live in the supernatural realm, and we're going to need to be accountable to one another. If you're up for that, we're going to start in 14th of April on a Thursday, and then every second Thursday, so that we can meet together to encounter God in the heavenly realms, to break into new realms of God. Okay? Now, I want to get you to stand. And I want you to, if you want to resonate, okay, and agree with God, what does the Bible say that we need to say when we agree with God?
Yes.
Amen. Literally, it means so be it, okay? So, I'm going to make a statement, and if you agree with this statement, and you want this to operate in your life, then give a resounding amen. Okay? If you don't want it to resonate in your life, it's okay, just be quiet. But if you want it to, give a loud amen, okay? So I'm just going to read these out, and I want to encourage you to just do this. You are children of God.
Amen.
You are accepted.
Amen.
You are loved.
Amen.
You are approved of.
Amen.
You are affirmed.
Amen.
You are special.
Amen.
You are called.
Amen. Amen.
You are chosen.
Amen.
You are appointed to be fruitful.
Amen.
You are prosperous.
Amen.
You are appointed to do the works of Jesus.
Amen.
You are overcomers.
Amen.
You are mighty warriors.
Amen.
You are ambassadors of heaven.
Amen.
You are supernatural ministers.
Amen.
You are called to have dominion.
Amen.
You are the head and not the tail.
Amen.
You are joint heirs with Jesus.
Amen.
You are children of God.
Amen.
Now start to agree with this truth in your life. And you're going to see those things outworked. Because God is here. He's speaking this truth. He wants you to agree every day of your life. Get up in the morning and say, this is who I am. I'm a child of God. And today, I'm a minister of the supernatural realm of the kingdom of God. I'm an ambassador for the kingdom. I'm going to take that ambassadorship out to the world in which I live and do the works of Jesus. Amen.
If you've been blessed by this teaching from Mike Parsons, come and visit our website, freedomtrust.org.uk/A/R, where you'll find a whole range of resources. God has given us a mandate to raise up a Joshua generation who will enter into the promises of God and encourage others to do the same. Are you part of that Joshua generation? Is God calling you to partner with us? We'd like to invite you to connect with us on social media. You'll find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, and on our Sons of Issachar blog. Freedom Apostolic Resource Center. We're here to help you and others find and fulfill your destiny.